Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickshott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Newsom moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive towards the mound. Ferris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarek is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbarek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Steiner bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshot moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ferris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Steiner hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ferris scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to second and picks off Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.